are so excited to have in our studio Matthew J. Taylor and Caitlin Lawrence, the stars of 42nd Street, coming to Chicago this week.
Yeah.
Yay, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're so excited to be here.
I'm glad you guys are here. You picked a great week to open, 60 degrees in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. This weather. I packed for, like, Chicago, quote, unquote, and we walked outside. It's like, oh, it's spring. This is fabulous. So.
Trust me, we do that a lot, too. You know, our lakefront is beautiful. Yeah. I'll go along the lakefront in a winter coat and come back in, you know, a T-shirt.
Yeah, nice. That's what I did last night.
Exactly. Well, we're very excited. 42nd Street, this revival. Tell us a little bit about, for those, I've never seen 42nd Street, so I am beyond excited to see it. For those who have never seen it, what can we expect?
Well, this is your quintessential Broadway backstage drama. You've got... You've got the diva played by my lovely co-star here.
Thank you, Matt.
And she's nothing like that in person.
No, that's one of the things that's so great about it is that we get to play people that are so different from us. But and it's the story of a girl from a small town in Pennsylvania coming to New York and really living her dream. And our characters are surrounding her as that experience happens.
It is the most infectious, beautiful musical I've done in a long time, because it's about a dream coming true and also about dreams changing. My character in particular has a little bit of an accident and I don't get to really perform anymore, but that's okay. I get to do something else, which you'll see. I don't want to spoil it. But it's just one of those things that people enjoy watching because we can all relate to dreams coming true and watching that young girl perform and being lucky, a lucky break. She was there and she was prepared, and you get to see the struggles, and I hope people get to leave and see the discipline it takes to really put on a show like this. I'm really proud of it.
Had either of you seen the performance before or the movie to have an idea, a preconceived notion?
I have been on the road with this for, 6 months now, and I've still never seen 42nd Street.
Okay.
No. I love, our show is like, for me, it's a very fresh experience every time.
And so I think that's better. I mean, because that way you can kind of take the role on as your own and add to it, you know, a little bit of your dynamic and your personality as well. Do you feel that as actors, too?
Absolutely.
I definitely do, especially in this production. It is the same production team that put on the Broadway revival that won the Tony in 2001, but this is a younger cast, which has been really a privilege to work with. Mr. Bramble, the co-author of 42nd Street, will say that this is the most infectious cast he's ever worked with because we're young and we're passionate. So maybe our Julian and our Dorothy are a little bit younger than normal, but it's really exciting because it really works with the script and we really want to be there. This is our 47th city and we're still really excited to be doing the show every night. So I think that's what the audience will see, that joy.
Yes. Well, and not comparing for ourselves is really, really, really great. I mean, yes. Playing Julian Marsh, following in the footsteps of Michael Comestey or goodness, Jerry Orbach, those are very large shoes to fill,
but he fills them.
It's such a wonderful experience to sort of be a part of that legacy, and I think that we all, even you know the ensemble members with let's come and meet those dancing feet. They're doing some of the same steps that were done back in 1980, and they do it just with so much fervor and so much joy. It really translates, I think.
Okay, that's my next question. I have been seeing the ads and everything for weeks now. I'm so excited to see it and all the but I know, come and meet those dancing feet. I mean, it's infectious when you get it in your head.
Yeah.
Do you see, in the past 6 months, have you seen audiences
get
that earworm
one, it's not even come and meet those dancing feet. It's the one that they don't realize is from the show, We're in the Money. Like, because every little kid who's like picked up a penny on the quarter, the mom looks at him and goes, "We're in the money." And the kid looks at him like, "What's that song?" And then for like the next 20 years of their lives, they sing it every time they pick up a penny, and they come see the show and go, "Oh my gosh, this is from a musical." There's so many wonderful, I spent a lot of time social dancing, and this one over here sings Quarter to Nine in Act Two, this beautiful jazzy number that I've been dancing to for years, had no idea it was from a musical. And there are a lot of moments like that in the show. The songs are so classic and so timeless, you don't realize that they came from something other than just a record player sometimes.
I always find that amazing. Anytime you see a performance and you say, whether it be the Carole King musical, beautiful, 42nd Street, Cabaret, you think, that's where that came from. It's kind of cool, you know, to have that home base.
Well, it puts the song in a different context for you as a listener, which is great. To hear, Quarter to Nine as what it is in the show, which I won't give it away, or to see We're in the Money not just as a goofy song that is sung to your kid as they find a quarter, but to give it a story and a purpose along with it really really alters the state of the song for you, and I think that's really exciting.
Talk about the demands of your roles too. I mean, you're performing, you're singing, you're dancing. You know, you're talking, Matt, about, you know, you take different dance, you know, on the side, and it's passion and singing. I mean, it's got to be physically demanding on you as actors and performers as well.
It's definitely physically demanding, mostly the lifestyle, because, you know, we're traveling from city to city. Sometimes 8 hours, we might get an hour break and then go to the theater. For me, that's the hardest part. But, you know, for us, it's not our physical stamina so much as, like, our vocal health. So I drink liters and liters of water. I mean, I'm sure you have your own rituals.
Absolutely.
I know you've got a humidifier in your room.
I do. The first thing I do when I get into my hotel room, actually, is I turn on the shower.
I
set off a fire alarm in our first.
Which hotel should we say?
Oh, gosh.
That was Salt Lake City. I'll never forget. As he woke me up, I need my beauty rest to keep my health up, you know.
Yeah, and
Matthew Taylor.
And I definitely set off the fire alarm with my steaming of the room.
Did you own it, Matt?
Or were you absolutely.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that was me. What are you going to do about it?
He owned it, yeah.
I did,
but, you know, we also travel with a physical therapist. You know, we have 38 cast members, and there is just so much dancing in the show. Tapping, tapping, tapping. So they're well taken care of in that way. But it is really up to us to make sure we stretch or do whatever we need to do. And I think each person has their own routine.
I'm curious. You know, I see so many performances, and I'm always just amazed at the skill and the dancing and the singing. But I'll see a role sometimes where the lead is, say, for example, cabaret. They're playing instruments. So when you audition for a role like this, do they say, well, there's tap involved, and you say, oh, all right, well, I'm not a tap. I've never really perfected tap, so you walk away? Or do you accept it as a challenge and say, oh, tap, I'm in.
Fake it till you make it, definitely.
Okay.
But in this scenario, like, there was a tap audition call.
Okay.
Different than what we had. Like, we were called in specifically for these characters.
No one will ever
So
pay
they didn't
me
even
to
ask me
them,
to dance.
So
yeah.
Ever will they pay for
I
that.
Think
That's not
I
true.
Think tap is amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, to watch.
When you've got 30 people tapping at one time, that's 60 feet. That's a lot of power hitting a stage in front of you, and you don't realize it until they're all coming at you as an audience member. And as an audience member, I won't give it away, you don't have to wait very long for that to happen in this production.
But it's like this visceral beat that's within all of us, like like this tribal feeling. I still watch from the wings because I don't do any tapping in the show. Dorothy does not.
Okay,
have
Dorothy
to do
does
that.
Not.
No.
So what goes on backstage? What are you doing when you're waiting in the wings? Are you really watching, or are you taunting? Is there any kind?
I'm definitely not a taunter because
you guys seem like you're very close.
She is not a taunter at all.
No, I actually do my own thing most of the time. But there are moments in the show where I can stand off, like the bows, for instance. I get to watch some of the dancing during that time.
Okay. I'm a little more bouncy backstage. It kind of depends on the day and where we are in the context of a week. But I really, really enjoy dancing with the dancers on stage. So I kind of like find myself a little hole. I used to do it almost on the stage, and I got in trouble. So they moved me, and they're like, no, Julian, you can't dance. And I'm like, yes, gosh, I'm a dancer. And it didn't work out. So I will not be in the closing number as I hoped. But I like to stay with them in that. So I've learned a lot of the choreography from the show just for fun. And that kind of gets my head out of the show so that when I walk on stage, I can 100% be there.
How much do you both enjoy as performers when you see the audience getting into it and dancing or tapping? I've seen sometimes people will stand and they'll start dancing. I mean, that fuels you, right? You'd rather have that as opposed to just the...
Absolutely. You know, I think that both styles of audience offer a different experience. An audience that is a little more reserved, you can always feel their energy coming at you and really drinking in every word that you say and hanging on what you say, but they may be looking at you with the, that's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, those feet are very interesting. But they know that those feet are very interesting. And then, you know, the more raucous audiences certainly give you just a boost, and it's a lot of fun. So both have their virtues and their values.
Yeah, it's a definite conversation that you have to feel out each night in each city. You know, people have different appetites or things that they're interested in. So it's funny, you know, when jokes land somewhere and they don't land somewhere else. And for me, it's like constant practice to not let my performance ride on that too, you know.
Yes.
Especially as Dorothy. I have to take it easy. Let the audience come to you. That's one of my lines. So it's kind of fun to sort of pull the strings in that way.
Right. Kind of be a voyeur with the audience as well. You're going to find Chicago audiences, if you haven't already, very passionate.
Oh,
that's
good.
That's what we've heard. We have a couple people from our cast and and band that have performed here for a long time, and that's what they all have to say, is that there's a lot of wonderful energy, a lot of support, and a lot of excitement in Chicago audiences. We're looking forward to feeling
that. We're foodies, too, so when you're not performing, what do you get, one night a week off, Mondays?
Yeah, but we have our days free
before the show.
Free.
Yeah, you'll have to hit some
of
the restaurants.
And things are open seemingly kind of late here, which is nice. So we're in a big city now, so it's like, what are we going to do after the show? Anything we want. Great.
Right? We're big sports fans, too.
I'm working on some Blackhawk tickets, hint, hint, hint.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are the home of the Blackhawks. Probably work something out.
Well, I've never been to a hockey game, so...
Oh, we need to hook you up.
Yeah, I've never been to a hockey game, so we were thinking about going down there and getting me some tickets.
It's an unbelievable experience. You have to get to the United Center and see the Blackhawks, and I think your run coincides with a few of the spring training games too. So
that's we definitely looked
into
that.
Hit a Cubs game. Mm-hmm. Don't go White Sox.
No White Sox.
Final question: what do you guys want people to take away from your performance from when they go and see 42nd Street, whether they're seeing it for the first time or second time, third time, or never?
Right. Well, like I said before, just the idea of luck. It's not really the idea of being in the right place at the right time. It's also about really being prepared and showing up with your whole authentic self when that opportunity arises. I'm really proud of the fact that you get to see that happen in the show. And the other thing about the dreams, although you may have a dream that maybe doesn't work out or maybe your dreams change, just follow them no matter what, because life is so short. So I hope you leave inspired to live your fullest life.
Well, going off of that, you know, be it this country or in the world right now, there's a lot of cynicism, there's a lot of darkness, there's a lot of lack in hope.
Yeah.
And I think that this show symbolizes hope in so many different ways. Hope and this concept of escapism, which is what would have been required in 1933 when Pretty Lady, the show that we're putting on, was being premiered. It's about giving you some place to go with your head and your heart in a time that isn't necessarily as great. And I think that's why this show transcends so many generations. And I think that idea of hope and that freshness that musical comedy can offer is something that's really a great takeaway from this production.
Go see 42nd Street. Matt Taylor and Caitlin Lawrence, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
42nd Street, Chicago's Cadillac Palace Theater through March 4th.
On the avenue, we're taking you to 40.